Yeah, when the going gets tough, Billy Ocean to start us off on this Friday. Happy Friday, folks. Friday, 9th of October.
Woohoo!
Look at that.
It's like we
rehearsed that.
It was so good.
Your woohoo was so on the money there.
I tell you, so we practically do. Every Friday we're belting there. We're the most happy to be on a Friday people ever. I have to say, like I said last week, these weeks are flying in.
Yeah, scary, isn't it?
Flying in scary fast.
A bit scary, all right.
Though, all the same. The sooner we get to the end of everything...
Yeah. And the weekends, you know the way that you kind of imagine that if a weekend is packed full of great stuff, it flies by and before you know it, oh no, my God, it's Sunday night or whatever. My weekends are as boring as it's possible to be.
Thank you.
Still fly by.
Oh, do they? Oh, I was going to say, no, mine drag in. No, it drags the arse out of mine now.
No, mine seem to be over. I don't know. And then I feel mad. I get really annoyed with myself because I feel like I've wasted them. It's like I haven't done anything.
Just what can you do?
Well, exactly. There is that, you know.
You just be hanging around.
Yeah, but you know, if I was a proper man, I'd find DIY or something to do.
Ah, to hell with that. No. Go up and have an ill coffee with a goat, whatever it is you'll be doing up your way. You do all that. That's a better thing to be asked.
Career, listen, good Friday start for you. Northside Tony was on. Apparently, they're advertising orange flavour caramels. Oh, I thought they were Jaffa cakes.
Get out.
You know the way you were going on about.
What is this?
Apparently this biscuit.
I see them.
VIBs, McVitie's are calling them.
Yeah, I see them. Look at that.
Luscious blood orange flavour caramel.
Blood orange flavour.
That sounds very large, doesn't it? And not only that, check this out. Dan has sent us in.
Oh my God!
Strawberry. Well, he hasn't sent them in. He sent us in a picture. Dan, if you are any sort of a decent
man at
all. Where
did you get them strawberry Jaffa cakes?
You'd have them delivered to us instantly.
Remember, we got them delivered to us from Poland, a Polish type. Do you remember that? Oh no, they were raspberry.
They were raspberry.
They were beautiful. They're the nicest biscuit I've ever had in my life. Where did you get that? You can't be doing that to me, Dan. Now, where did you get them?
Strawberry flavoured Jaffa cakes. Dan has sent a picture of. Once again, Dan, just to point out, if you're a half a decent man at all,
you'd be sending them in.
You'd be
us.
Going to Tesco yourself and bringing them to us.
It's only the price.
I mean, we're
us,
stuck
Dan.
Here until 10 o'clock. Look at you; you're out there probably doing nothing, are you?
Come on, Dan. Stop acting Dan. Like you'd be working for a living and all.
Exactly. Stop pretending like you have a life, Dan. Will you?
Up at 6:10, as if you're up for work. Hanging around bored, like you in the weekend.
He is. He's out there going, "What am I going to do?" I suppose I could get the lads some strawberry Jaffa cakes, but God. I
might just have that coffee with a go.
That's Blondie and Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks, almost 16 minutes past 6 on this Friday, 9th of October. Thank you so much for letting us wake up happy with you. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Right now, though, with the scent almost the scent of strawberry Jaffa cakes.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And a blood orange caramel flavoured biscuits in his head.
I just can't believe they're a thing. You know what I mean? It just shows you. You have to look for the little things in life,
Get
Jim.
The birthdays right today. We'll find them for you.
Good, yeah,
because
let's do that.
Because I tell you, Dan is out there doing nothing. I'll send Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
To get stuff. And Northside Tony, who sent us the picture of the blood orange ones. Right, I'll send him because we all know he does nothing. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
So, do nothing, Dan, the sit down man. And we're dependent on you.
You'll have to think of something for Northside Tony now.
And Northside Tony, I don't know. He was just brushing his pony.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Northside Tony, who just brushes his pony, he can be sent.
Yeah,
to get you the
perfect,
stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah. A pair of them are out there. A pair of chancers sending photographs this hour of the morning. Unbelievable. Why aren't you in the queue for the shops? Get them.
Yeah. They're not open yet.
That old lion.
That old chestnut.
Unbelievable. Right, here we go. Birthdays for you today, starting with, I know you credit this crowd with maybe reinventing reality television, if not, you know, because I'm trying to think where they were in the scheme of kind of reality shows, but I'm talking about the Osbournes, and specifically...
Oh, yeah.
Sharon Osbourne,
yeah.
Celebrating her birthday today.
Of course, yeah. The woman who saved Ozzy, basically, she made Ozzy, really, because Ozzy was so off the rails, he just couldn't be managed or tamed. And then Sharon came along and sort of got his life together, you know.
Became his wife and his carer.
And his manager and everything. Yeah, she just basically took his whole life and put it on the right track.
Yeah.
To some degree. Anyway, they're gone now. They're not together anymore because he was caught up to no good.
Was he?
Wasn't he, yeah.
That's extraordinary.
I think that's what happened, yeah.
To be honest with you, that's one of those situations where... I know you shouldn't be surprised, rock and roller, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just look at the man and you just don't, you think that his idea of a good time would be able to, would be to make it to the toilet by himself.
I made it. I'm going all the way to Japan. I got to have some strawberry jelly cakes to celebrate.
The idea of him being up to no good is...
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Extraordinary.
And it's not as if he's ever been in a rush for anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's come as a shock.
I know, I mean, yeah, I can't... did she catch you in bed, Ozzy?
I was trying to make a run for it.
But it only takes her an half an hour to park a car.
Oh dear. The Osbournes, it was far from the first reality TV show.
No, it wasn't. There was the first one that I remember was that one on MTV. Oh, what was it? They all lived in the gap. The Real Life.
Oh, right,
that
okay.
What it was called? Something like that.
And then, I have no recollection of
and
that.
And then the next one, then the first big one was Big Brother. That was the first big one. That's
I was trying to think of the chronology of it, like which came first and what happened first.
The Real World, that's what it was called, the very first one. That was on MTV, And God, what a beast that started. But the Osbournes was after that, though, but that was great crack. It was all the course. Seeing the way a family actually talks to each other, I think,
That's probably it. You know, it was probably the first time we saw real reality TV.
People, the way the real people carry on when they're at home. Although with slightly less expensive furniture. I'd say that Sharon is about... She's about 73.
She's 68.
Oh, geez. Okay, we're 68. Not a thousand miles away.
No, not at all. Right, a bit of Guaranteed Irish for Nicky Byrne.
Nicky Byrne,
Westlife singer. Actually, there's a Westlife tune on the way at some stage this morning. I spotted it as I was scrolling through. Nicky Byrne. In case it helps now, I have a feeling it won't, PJ, to be honest with you. But in case it helps, he's the oldest member of Westlife.
Right. God, he's probably still a little bit younger than me then.
Yeah.
I'd say he's a tiny bit younger than me.
Yeah, it depends on your definition of tiny.
Oh, jeepers. I'm going to give him a 43 today.
42.
A fart off life 42. Almighty, God.
I was going to try and give you a clue. I was going to say he's about... He's about the width of three strawberry Jaffa cakes below you.
Oh, heck, I would have got that.
Nicky Byrne, 42.
Nicky Byrne,
I only met them when they were starting. I haven't met him since or anything like that, so...
No, I don't think
We did meet, what's his name? What's the other lad's name? The sort of tallish guy.
Oh, yeah, he was in here, yeah.
Yeah, the one with the really high voice.
He was doing a Christmas album and all.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? You can't even remember the name.
Robbie Williams, was it?
That was him, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll do.
What was it?
He was very nice anyway, whoever he was.
Keith Ormond.
No, yeah. Who's that?
Someone like that.
That's a strawberry Jaffa cake. That's taking one thing and another thing and cramming them together.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is. Right, okay, listen, let's go back to your...
Brian McAdams. It was one of them anyway.
That's exactly who it was. Right, let's go back to your wheelhouse. Back to the Olympics.
Yes.
And what's more, the Olympics in probably the 80s, I'd imagine.
Oh, fantastic.
Steve Ovett. OBE. We were only talking about Seb Coe the other day.
Yeah, he's probably I think Steve Ovett is the 1982. There wasn't one in 1980.
80 Olympics. And he held world records for the 1500 metres and the 1 mile.
Yes, yes.
BBC Sports Personality of the Year in 78.
That's right, because he went into the 1984 Olympics as a, you know, with the great British sort of commentary person and all
on
that.
On his shoulders.
Steve Ovett. Oh, he was a bit of a legend, actually. And slightly before they had the good drugs. I'd say he's about... you know what I mean? It was the next one. That was the mad... That was the Olympics.
It was before the strawberry Jaffa cakes came along.
Where, lads were arriving and they literally had exhaust pipes and everything on them. I'd say Steve Ovett. About 64.
Oh, not bad. Oh, my God. 65. You're touching distance of it.
Yeah.
Right, what about this one? The Right Honourable David Cameron.
He's one of those Tory politicians that you know he'd be trotting around on a white horse carrying a sword if he was let.
Yeah, but also he's one of those people who is kind of like, talk about the ultimate backfire.
Yeah.
It's, you want a referendum, do you? Right, fine. Right. Well, we'll have a referendum then. You'll see what happens then.
If you want to look stupid, if you want to see the inevitable... Oh, God.
What happened there? Right, okay.
The people must have their say. Stop saying things! Stop having a say!
Yes. I'll prove that we're dedicated to Europe going forward. Oh, what happened there?
Well, that's... It turns out if you leave your key in the door, burglars do come in. Yeah, I know. What an unbelievable backfire.
Unbelievable. That was extraordinary to watch that happening. I'll better be off now.
He didn't think anyone would do it, wasn't it? That was what it was. Yeah, let's get this out of the way.
Yeah.
We'll get it out of the way. They want to say, they're having a hope in hell.
It's only the empty vessels.
It's just, yeah, yeah,
we'll prove the rest of the country wants.
I'll show you, Grant. You think you have a chance, you ticks. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
red alert!
Yeah, it all really was. You see, the problem with these lads is they always look older than they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They always look older than they are. He could only be in his 50s for all I know.
Yes, he is in his 50s. He's in his 50s.
Jeez, Jimmy doesn't look it.
No, I know.
Oh, my God, he looks older than Sharon Osbourne. Like, I'll say 57 then.
54.
Oh, my God,
54,
really?
54, yeah. David Cameron.
They don't look well, politicians.
Suits don't help you, do they, really?
But they don't. Suits and stress and public hate. It really is a toxic sort
and
of
proper
a
haircuts.
And proper
haircuts. If you're in politics and you have to have a proper haircut, that doesn't really help.
It really doesn't. You know what I mean? And then you get the other way.
Obviously, it's all right for the likes of me if I ever go into politics.
You've done it right. See, you're one of them fellas, you can shave it all off and you look totally grand. Like, if someone says, do you know Jim McCabe, the bald lad, somebody goes, no. And they go, oh my God, Jim doesn't have hair. I never thought of it. Because no one ever thinks about you that way. But then you get some lads to be in politics and their heads are the shape of an O'Neill's football. And then they come on.
With the lions on them and everything.
And the lions, and they come on. And you're like, oh my God. You're like, why can some people like you get away with it and other lads just can't?
Oh, I tell you, it takes a lot of practice. You know, years of it, actually.
Another way Donnelly is like an egg. He's literally like a hard-boiled egg, man. He's like a hard-boiled egg giving us health advice. Humpty Dumpty.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean?
Right, your curveball, right, is a bit of a weird one because I put him in because he was in Flash Gordon. He's the big voice in Flash Gordon.
I love this man.
Do you know the guy?
Yes,
Brian Blessed.
I love this man. Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
And I know you don't watch television, right? But he's in those ads. He's in ads for some bookies company.
Of course he is.
Yeah, yeah. Hole in one!
Of course he is.
Oh. He's a madman.
Of course he is.
A complete madman.
He is a madman. I'd like to meet him, actually. I'd say he's great crack now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say he's great crack.
Prince Voltan in
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's brilliant. Oh, God, nearly got sick. what age is he, though? He's old.
He is now.
He's old, proper man.
He's getting there.
I'm going to say he's like 89 years old.
Not bad, 84.
All right, okay.
89!
Yeah, how very dare you!
Classic love songs.
The Cure, Close to Me. Isn't there something sort of feel-good about that tune? I don't know what it is.
I love that song. There's something that's real music, man. That's just so good. It's one of those, but we've said it before, actually. I used to hate The Cure back in the day. And now I'm older and I listen to it. It's so good. Their music is just brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it was just the whole image thing that went with it, you know.
It's weird because it's like the Cure, the Jam fall into that category for me as well. At the time that the Jam were huge, I wasn't necessarily into them.
Now
you listen to the Jam's greatest hits and you're just thinking, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cure, Close to Me, In Excess, Need You Tonight here at Classic Hits. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and GM 087-188-0008. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps. Babs has been on. Mark was the name of the chap we were trying to think of from Westlife.
Mark.
He's the tall chap that was in with us.
That's the fella.
He was a nice fella.
He was a nice fella. He had the Christmas album and everything.
That's the one.
Remember him. Now I have it.
Antoinette is pleading for your mercy tonight as Bose take on Cork.
Say nothing's happened yet. You know, obviously I hope Bowes win, but I do really hope Cork stay up. I'd hate to see Cork get relegated, and it's not looking good for them this year, to be honest.
Well, Antoinette doesn't sound particularly optimistic.
Hasn't been a great year now for Cork City, to be honest with you. I don't know. I'd hate to see them relegated.
Yeah. Also, somebody says, hang on a second, I'll find out who this is. We're being abused, PJ.
Ah, of course, that's good. That's good.
And what's more, being abused by somebody who's remaining anonymous. Their WhatsApp thing is 109016. That's not the number, that's just like they call themselves a random number rather than give their name. So we're being trolled, PJ.
Trolled by bots.
But yeah, you two are mean. Leave that poor girl alone. She's professional, unlike the two of you.
Exactly.
Well, she won't last in here, for God's sake. Don't be ridiculous. Nobody in here is professional.
It can't be ridiculous. Of course she's going to go on to bigger and better things. We're going to be here scabbing Chinese off the next person.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you got to take it where it comes. Anyway, listen, there's been a sudden surge. Check this out. Look at that, PJ. I think I may have found a new favourite. Who's this person? This is Shail, I think it is. S-A-J-I-L. I don't know how you pronounce that. But they've sent us a photograph of pineapple-flavoured Jaffa cakes.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that. You see, that's the only thing. You know I despise pineapple. You know that,
don't
you? Do
you?
Oh,
oh
my
no, that
God.
Would float my boat big time.
You're not
a pineapple
one of those.
Jaffa cake. You see,
are you a totally tropical tripe muncher? Yes.
Well, I mean, when it comes to covering them in chocolate,
I can't stop
pineapple. Quite fond of it.
Pineapple.
I don't like it on a pizza or anything. It has a time and a place, but I mean, in a fruit cocktail or in a Jaffa cake,
pineapple is the only food that makes me retch when I put it in my mouth. Everything about it, texture of it. The weird situation. I just absolutely disgusting hate pineapple. I hate pineapple so much.
Oh no, I like. Yeah.
Oh,
that does
God.
Bring about a certain, as you say, a certain tropical kind of sensation.
And yeah, at least I'm glad to hear you wouldn't put it on a pizza. At least you're not one of
no.
these oddballs who sticks fruit on a pizza. Although yeah,
I did famously make that.
Yeah, he
that
does
quiz cock-up.
He does like a sliced melon on a pizza, so I don't know.
It was, I meant pineapple, but I wouldn't say, no, I wouldn't be a fan. You know me, I'm sure, where would there be room to put a pineapple on my pizza? There's 27 different types of meat on it.
He's actually still grabbing, like, there's still things running off it and all.
You're lucky to have any a pizza dough
yeah,
on my pizzas.
Jim's pizza is like a miniature version of the Serengeti with the animals running around. There's actually mini herds and everything on it.
Well, anyway, I like them.
And me laughing at you. I have the exact same pizza you do. I love the exact same one.
Joyce's in Galway apparently provide these pineapple Jaffa cakes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Why aren't these available just everywhere?
I don't know.
Supermarkets.
And especially on the run-up to Halloween, you would imagine that like odd sort of treats and something a little bit different would be really the sort of order of the day.
Well, look, Mary and Santry has just sent us a speaking of Halloween, Halloween soft cake. And it looks like there's...
Hold on now, I'm going to
have to look at like there. It looks like there's apple on it. Apple and lime.
Lime.
Apple and lime in a Jaffa cake, effectively.
They call it a soft cake. Look at that. There's obviously trademark issues there, so they've just run with soft cake and put a picture of a Jaffa cake on the top.
Okay, so you don't like pineapple. How are you with apple and lime?
I love apples and I love lime. I loved them.
Well, you're weird, man.
I don't like real apples. I like apple flavoured things. Like, I hate strawberries, but I love strawberry flavoured sweets.
Your version of getting your five a day would be to have fruit pastilles, would it?
Yeah, I had two packets last night when the match was on, so I did. Yeah, that's me fruit intake done for the week.
Oh my God.
I do. It's like I love all that. I love orange flavoured sweets. I hate real oranges. I love strawberry flavoured things, raspberry flavoured things, but actual berries and actual fruit. Not
right.
input at all.
Somebody else has been on. Hang on a second. Wait a second. Leave the pineapple. Have a go at these.
Oh my God. Orange and cranberry.
Orange and...
Look
what
at
that
them.
Is?
Yeah. Orange and cranberry. Look at that.
Oh, so it is.
Wow.
Well, now, you look at... Would you not feel that's a touch too Christmassy for you?
I would not. You see, that's the one thing I like about Christmas is the food. Sure, I'm an awful man for a mince pie. I love a mince pie.
Yeah, well, who
and
doesn't?
I love a selection box.
By the way, are we still getting an invite, even though you're no longer a member of the RNLI? Are we still getting an invite to Collie's Christmas mince pie party thing?
I don't think it's going to happen this year.
No, but like, yeah, well, with all due respect, leave the party bit out, but was he going to get the mince pies and send them to us or something?
Collie, we're depending on you. For the greatest mince pies this side of
Absolutely.
Ireland.
Absolutely.
We're depending on you to sort that
What's
out for
What's that
us.
Place called again?
Again, I mean, Caviston's.
Caviston's.
Caviston's mince pie. Oh my God, the mince pies are
Delish.
Ludicrous.
And somebody calling themselves a Kerry man, Lost in Clare, wants you to know that there's orange flavoured twirls at the Topaz service station on the Scariff Road.
Come here. I'm not even joking. I'll show you the text messages on my phone. A friend of mine went to 5 different stations looking for orange twirls. Cadbury's orange twirls yesterday.
Why? I don't
Couldn't
get it.
Find
Why?
Them anywhere.
Why
Couldn't
isn't all this
anywhere.
Stuff just available in everywhere? Why?
I don't know. I don't know, and it's driving me mad.
That Everything. Makes no sense. No. Why are we regionalising our chocolate flavours?
Look at that. County Clare. Look at that. Ennis sweeping up all the orange twirls. This is absolutely outrageous that that should be shared around.
And they claim the Dubs have everything. Isn't that disgraceful?
You can't even get a raspberry flavoured Jaffa cake with a melon pizza anywhere around here.
Yeah, Smooth Santana with Rob Thomas here at Classic Hits. 7:09. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday, 9th of October. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And thanks for all the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. In fact, PJ, Lenny has been on.
Go on, yeah, Lenny.
I don't think I know Lenny, right?
I'm not sure I know Lenny now.
Yeah, I don't know a Lenny. But he says, the Centra in Roundwood has a big stand full of orange twirls.
Would you not flipper.
Would you not bring PJ in a box or two, Jim?
Come on, Jim, get on that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was wondering, do I know Lenny? How does he know about my Roundwood connection?
Well, everybody knows Wicklow. You're probably the only place. Of course, up in Unicorn Land is the one place where they have an abundance
of orange twirls. Maybe I will get you your sweet treats, your orange twirls, and maybe I will wrap them for you.
Oh, do not. For God's sake. I appreciate the gesture, but I'd like it to be a plain old gift, thank you very much. None of this festive nonsense yet.
I mean, you'd have to have been living under a rock to not know that PJ and Christmas are not a fantastic mix.
Very uncomfortable normally. Bedfellows, yeah.
So it's very rare that he comes across something that has any sort of Christmas relationship, but he thinks it's a cracking idea.
I think this is a brilliant idea. You know what I mean? For people like me, it's sort of one step to getting rid of a Christmas tree altogether. So there's this fantastic thing. It's a half a Christmas tree, you might call it, right?
Right.
And people are going, oh, for God's sake, as if anybody hasn't thought of just taking the top off a Christmas tree to make it fit. No, it's not that. It's half a Christmas tree, but lengthways. So essentially, one side of the Christmas tree is completely flat, and the other side is as usual. So now you.
So it's like if you split it down the middle.
Right down the middle. So you basically.
You get rid of one half.
You get rid of one half completely. And it's a fake tree, which is even better. No ghoulies living in it. And you get to stick it against the wall. And you don't have to decorate the back of the tree, which is always a ridiculous thing to have to do.
That's what you take from this, that you don't have to decorate the back.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You don't have to decorate the back
thinking,
of the tree.
What a wonderful idea for people who live in small houses or apartments and, you know, don't want to have to use up a load of room. They might struggle in there, you know, with the furniture and everything in there.
If you live in an apartment you shouldn't have a house and you shouldn't have a Christmas tree in it.
You could, you could put it against the wall and it'd be a space saver. I mean, your thing is, well, at least you don't have to decorate the back.
At least you only have to do half the work, yeah. You only have to do half the work. I mean, who doesn't want to do half the amount of work they're doing?
I have to confess, that is a brilliant idea.
It's a brilliant idea, isn't it? Yeah. For both things, I suppose, if you're a
Because I will actually grant you, it is. There is an element of like, you know, because, oh, you know, I mean, invariably anybody who's ever decorated a Christmas tree knows that you put those kind of decorations that you're not really mad about.
Onto
some of which were given to you as presents or somebody brought them back for you or something in there. Weird, or they're old, or whatever. They tend to go at the back.
I hang around the back, and then you have to put them on the back because God forbid someone call around to the house at Christmas and say, "Did you see McCabe? Didn't you? He only decorated the front of the Christmas tree. I thought we wouldn't notice. My God, I noticed, and I'll be telling people about it."
What about those people who, you know, the way some people have a habit of putting their Christmas tree in the window?
Yeah.
As opposed to just wherever is kind of, you know, appropriate in the room. For most people, the corner of the room.
Corner of the house, yeah.
But some people insist on having it in the window.
Do you know what we need to do?
So that the neighbours can appreciate how fabulous they are.
Oh, those mentlers who put one in front of every window. What? In the name of all that.
On multiple Christmas trees.
Yeah, yeah. There's one house I know of that has one. They put a Christmas tree in all the rooms, like at the window. So I want everyone to see all the Christmas trees. Have you ever seen it? I mean, it's like walking around in the nip. It's just, it's outrageous.
Yeah, it is. It's displaying yourself.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Wantonly displaying yourself.
Making an absolute jingle dingle easier shows yourself doing all of that. Right. But I know what you mean. I prefer not to have a Christmas tree anywhere near the house, so that's me. I'm the opposite extreme altogether.
Yeah. You'd like somebody to split the Christmas tree in half and throw out both halves.
Yeah, or take both halves. Then two other people completely are happy. You can make one Christmas tree cut in half, can make three people happy that way.
There you go.
I get none of it, and two other people get half of it each.
Yeah.
But it is, like, I suppose, if looking at it your way, yes, it is great that you can save space. Yes, of course, it's brilliant.
Yeah, for people in confined rooms.
Yeah, so you can have a nice tall tree, as tall as anybody else's, and it's still only taking up half the space and half the decorations and all that crack, and it stays out of the way and all of that. The thing was, when these came out, they were very expensive. These kind of exclusive Christmas shops, like they're called Hamisher Schlemmer and Balsam Hill, were the ones doing them. But of course, thankfully, they've been copied. So there's a site called Very that you can go to. And
oh,
they have
yeah,
them.
Very. You see those adverts. Yeah, I've seen ads for those people.
So there you go. You can get them on Very or Christmas Tree World is another website you can go on to, and you can get them there. And
I'd say you're never off that, are you?
Never off. I can't get away from Christmas Tree World. Can't get away from it. Yeah. I mean, as you can imagine.
It's like porn for you, really, isn't it? Yeah. Christmas Tree World.
Oh, me and the dogs. The dogs looking, wondering what the crack they'd have having a slash at the bottom of those trees. Oh, unreal. We never stop. Seriously,
oh, wow.
Like.
Actually, there's a brilliant suggestion in. Who's this from? John from Dublin Bus. If you could get a quarter tree, it would fit absolutely perfectly in the corner.
Into the corner?
Isn't that a fantastic... Oh, John, you're onto something.
He's actually a little patent corner
that,
tree.
Patent that quickly.
A corner tree.
You could have a corner tree and then literally, that you know, it would fit against two walls. Even less space taken up.
This is a great idea. I'm telling you, we're onto something. We should get the classic hits quarter tree.
Mm.
If only there was a show that was on at a quarter to tree. It would be an amazing time to launch our quarter tree.
Wouldn't it?
It'd be perfect. It's brilliant. It's a little bit expensive. They say, oh, you can get them now for under £40 or whatever. You know,
what?
Say, yeah.
So you're getting half the tree but paying virtually the full price.
I know, but you've half the hassle. It's a convenience price, Jim. It's a convenience price. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
As long as you get to stick the full gifts underneath it, I suppose. You know, the full selection boxes and the full...
Because to be honest with you, apart from now this new idea in relation to a half a tree or potentially even a quarter of a tree, the only other thing that you are a fan of at Christmas is the receiving end of the gifts.
Although I've gone off that now as well.
Have you?
Yes.
Good.
The added weight of expectation that you're supposed to give one back has just spoilt it altogether, to be honest. I mean, I used to like it when, for a few years there, when people just kind of gave them thinking, ah, surely this year he'll do it. That's after building up. That's after make me self-conscious.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you're the only man who gets irritated when somebody gives you a gift. What'd you do that for now?
I'm going to give someone a squirrel for their tree this year and see how they like it.
Tina Turner, What's Love Got To Do With It? Here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and letting us hang out with you on your Friday. 087-188-0008. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. You know, sometimes, PJ, you can get a good idea, right?
Yeah.
And you can just take it too far.
I'm afraid this might backlash on me, but I'm going to say yes.
No, because, you know, we had that idea in from John and Dublin Bus about making a quarter tree.
Yeah.
And it would snugly fit in the corner.
In the corner,
where
it's
the
great
two walls
idea,
came together.
Yeah.
And let me just give credit where it's due to this person. Somebody has been on to say, this is Luke, has been on to say, with that quarter tree idea, PJ could have four in his room, one in each corner.
But this is what, you know, that's how the atom bomb was made. People with good intentions creating something that ultimately was used to ruin all.
Misused.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's the likes of you, Luke. You're basically the person who created the atom bomb.
That went down well, didn't it?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I tell you what would go down well. €2,000 today would go down very well indeed. And that's what we've decided we're going to play for in the hit bit in about a half an hour's time. €2,000. It should be 1990 or something. But anyway, we've rounded it up in anticipation of 4K Monday for Double Money Monday. But today, PJ and myself and Magic Mike, we're going to play for €2,000 on the hit bit. If you want to get involved, now is the time to start checking out classichits.ie, because there's an awful lot of wrong guesses
there on classichits.ie. So go there and check it out. Alison Moyet, it's not Alison Moyet. It's not Nick Kershaw. He's not in there. It's not...
That upsets you, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah. It does,
you've taken a dislike to Nick Kershaw.
Oh, yeah, well, because he took a dislike to me. Excuse me.
You're right. He started it.
He did start
Teacher, he started it.
You've never seen that like it when you were around. Oh, yeah, Jim. Oh, my song, The Riddler and all. It's so brilliant. Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're going to insist on calling it The Riddler, it's called The Riddle. He probably thought you were taking the... out of him.
All right, grand. Okay, so what? I didn't know the name of a song and he got upset about it. Jeepers. I mean, I think he's about 75 years old.
Glowworm, Carry Me Home here at Classic Hits. Almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Almost time for the hit bits worth €2,000 on this Friday. €2,000 to play for if you can tell us what our hit bit is. Magic Mike standing by as always on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Last call to get involved. And while you're doing that... turns out we have a bit of a hero worship about to happen here.
Well, I don't know.
Regular listeners to this show will know that our learned friend and colleague, our beloved leader, PJ Gallagher, he too, he has a mentor, a man that he looks up to. Yeah. A man who he has loved for many years.
One I've never met.
No, which is interesting.
You know what I mean? Which is kind of interesting. But
a man that you've virtually modelled your life on.
Well, I didn't mean to. I definitely didn't mean. It wasn't supposed to go that way. I never saw myself becoming the cranky elfle. It just seems I turned out that way.
Right. You know, so there wasn't a plan.
No, I mean, when I was younger, I used to look at cranky elfles and think, yeah, you won as long as I'm never that lad. Now here I am.
Welcome now to 2020.
With me dicky feet and me bad attitude. And here I am.
The man we're talking about, of course, is the great Larry David.
Yeah,
the great comedy Larry genius. David. I thought that's where I was going, obviously. Comedy genius.
Oh, I thought you meant just bad feet and bad feet and bad attitude.
Well, I mean, you know, if the cap fits and all.
Yeah, you know yourself. But Larry David, he's married again. He's just after getting married for the second time. A kind of a surprise wedding, actually. He's 73 years old. He just married his girlfriend, Ashley Underwood. On Wednesday, it was.
Very good.
They snuck off and had it in Southern California. Just Larry David is 73 years old. And I know, like, age is just a number, blah, blah, and all of that. And it's not supposed to matter when we all know it really does. His girlfriend's 35. Would you get out of it? I mean, honestly.
Oh, my God, less than half, is it?
Yeah. He's 73. She's 35. They met at a party. They met, of course, they met in the most showbiz way ever. Sacha Baron Cohen. You know him.
Yeah, Ali G. Ali G and Boris and everything. Yeah.
Well, he was having a birthday party. And where else would you meet your wife to be half your age but at Borat's birthday party?
Of course.
She's also a friend of his ex-wife. You know, it's all very Hollywood. It's all very insidious.
Yeah.
You know, very weird. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I can't figure it out. I know it's, you know, not supposed to care about age, but I seriously, 73 and 35.
Now, is
I'm 45, and I wouldn't marry a 35-year-old. And I'm not even joking. I look at 35-year-old. I look at people who are 25, and I genuinely wonder what Santa's going to get them for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Start to lose touch.
You start to lose touch.
But is this a case of what first attracted you to the multimillionaire? Is there a touch of that?
Well,
or what are we saying here?
You have to ask yourself if Larry David would be marrying a 35-year-old woman if he wasn't a multi-millionaire with his own franchise who just happened to do another series again last year. I mean, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
And he's a smart
man. I'm sure she finds his comedy and everything very entertaining, and he's probably, you know, maybe his on-screen persona is grumpy old man and his off-screen reality is a very charming individual.
I doubt it. I very much doubt it.
With a very, very, very large bank balance.
Yeah, of course. It's amazing how things can become bearable when there's a large bank balance to lie on, isn't it? Amazing how it helps you sleep at night.
Yeah. A mattress is never so comfortable as when it's stuffed with money.
Now, let me just tell you this. I you know what I mean? I might not be as funny as Larry David. I might not be as wealthy as Larry David. I might not be a particularly good-looking fella. But I'm better looking than Larry David. I'll tell you that much. And there ain't no 35-year-olds swarming around. I'm not hanging around at Sacha Baron Cohen's birthday parties.
Yeah. You know? So what we're basically saying is literally the only difference between you and Larry David is the enormous bank balance.
And success and fame and probably a bit of talent. I mean, it's nothing really.
Virtually nothing.
So she's obviously...
It's a half a dozen of one, six of the other.
So she's obviously using them for his... Does anyone want to use me for my body at all? No.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The Hit Bit on a Friday, and it is 2,000 euros. Throwing in that extra tenner to round it all up, because we're very close, if it doesn't go today, to that 4K Monday. Ludicrous. Carry on altogether.
I tell you something. In these financially straight times, to be cavorting around with 4 grand.
I'm telling you, Atlantic City is nothing on us. So 2 grand is what we want to give you today. Here's what the Hit Bit sounds like one more time. And Aoife O'Donoghue is going to have a go first. Hi, Aoife.
Morning, PJ and Jim. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Aoife. Where are you on your way to? You sound like you're on the move.
I'm on my way to work in Galway in the hospital.
All right, Val. Good for you.
Fair play.
Thank you very much. fair enough. Sick of hearing it.
It sounds like we're communicating with NASA, doesn't it?
No, yeah. Via satellite we are. We're so busy in the hospital, people are so busy. So, Aoife, have you any plans for your weekend, or are you going to be working all weekend?
Working all weekend. Today is my Monday.
Oh my God, are you serious? Is your Monday. Oh dear.
Right, Aoife, please.
So obviously that happy Friday wish for me was a bit hollow.
Was a little bit. Please let's get $2,000 for Aoife. Oh, go on, have your guess.
So I'm thinking it's John Mellencamp, Hurt So Good.
Oh yeah, Hurt So Good.
Hurt So, right. What a song. Excellent. Right, first time this morning. Let's go to the West. Magic Mike. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, and good morning, Aoife. Do you know what, Aoife? It doesn't hurt good. It hurts so bad, it is wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Unlucky, Aoife. Unlucky. This is really turning out to be a cracking day for you, Aoife, isn't it?
Great start.
Oh, take care of yourself, Aoife.
Take care, Aoife.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, bye. Maggie Ryan waiting patiently. Hiya, Maggie.
Hiya.
How are you getting on? Where are you this morning, Maggie?
I'm in Ballylanders in County Limerick.
Oh, very good, very good. Have you any weekend plans ahead, or hopefully this isn't your Monday as well, is it?
No, I'm just on my way to work.
We're all good stuff, right?
And are you finished today then, off for the weekend?
No, in tomorrow, finished then for the rest of the weekend.
Ah, right, okay.
Oh, okay. Not as bad then, I suppose.
No.
Not great, telling people not as bad.
Yeah.
Right, Maggie, we'd love to give you €2,000 this morning. We'd absolutely love it. What do you think?
You think Mamba number 5?
Oh, Mambo number 5.
Oh, Lou Bega.
Of course. Right.
I haven't heard that in ages either. Yeah. Right,
this
Magical
has to
Michael.
Lend itself to a good pun.
Okay, Maggie Ryan, unfortunately, I'm afraid you are wrong. But, you know, like everybody else, I say go onto the website and check out the list there. They're all numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on and so forth. You know yourself.
Oh, Maggie, listen, happy Friday to you. Enjoy whatever bit of the weekend you get. And thanks for playing. Keep at it. Cheers.
See you, Maggie.
Bye-bye.
Not
Did
bad.
You like that?
Not
Did
bad,
like
Michael.
It?
Not bad.
Thank you.
Of course, we're going to be chatting to Michael after 8 o'clock as well this morning. He's about to unleash what could be the greatest festival possible.
Yeah. I think we should
I
do
mean,
this.
To be honest with you, it's my idea of a perfect festival. You don't go anywhere and you just eat your favourite food.
Every Friday. Can we do this every Friday?
80s classic, movie classic, of course, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you folks. It's... 8:10 on this Friday, 9th of October. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated. Going to chat to Magic Mike very shortly, but first, PJ was mentioning that he said something like there's some Cabbagey Nose is looking for a request or something.
There certainly is. Mr. Cabbage Nose himself to Morris and the lads and all the lads in the New Buddies Farmers Market. Farm fresh Irish fruit and veg. It's just going to be behind Musgraves and Ballymun. And they've their big opening, their big grand opening tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So a big best of luck and a good luck. And
may your carrots rise and your all that carry
may
on.
May your carrots rise to meet you each morning.
Exactly. Anyway, speaking of food, it kind of ties in nicely. Yeah, we're going to join Magic Mike live from the west of Ireland because yesterday on the show?
Yesterday
on the show, we ended up in a bizarre situation,
right? A fight, actually.
That's what it was. It boiled down. It became sausage wars, it became, basically. Started off on WhatsApp. Magic Mike put it up online. He put it up on our social media pages. It continued there. An innocent remark from PJ Gallagher in relation to his favourite sausage.
As usual, you walked me into it. You said...
I resemble that remark.
As usual, you walked me... Would you... you know the way Jim has to be real casual, like, yes, I'm not trying to get you in trouble or anything. I'm just wondering if you would have a specific brand of sausage you would particularly be attached to. I said, yes. And I said, absolutely, the Super Quinn ones are the best. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the world flipped over. Saipan all over
it
again.
It went bananas. Literally, we got inundated with people... claiming, crying foul they were, and basically saying you haven't lived unless you've had this particular sausage. And there was brand names we'd never even heard of.
There was even a Scotsman with a pocket full of square meats got involved.
There was a square sausage got involved as well, yeah. Anyway, listen, all of this led Magic Mike to decide that what the country needs right now is another festival, but a very special type of festival. Am I right, Michael?
Absolutely, lads. Well, considering, you know, all the controversy, all the aggression and the belligerence yesterday,
yeah.
I thought one thing made us all come together, though, and that was that we all love a good sausage. And I think that it is time that PJ and Jim in the morning celebrated the humble sausage. The big sausage, the little sausage, the jumbo sausages, every single type of sausage out there, we're going to celebrate for PJ and Jim's sausage party, lads.
Yeah,
excellent.
I'm all for this.
Excellent. Then, of course, people are going to be wondering, Michael, they're going to be, look, you know, nowadays, social distancing, no gatherings, all that sort of stuff. So how is our special sausage fest?
Yeah, how's it
going to work?
This is going to be, lads, the world's first virtual sausage party. So what's going to happen is we are looking for sausage makers to send us in some sausages to Classic Hits Towers. We will have the sausages then to sample, right? And we're looking for everybody, we're looking for the nation to go, you know, support your homegrown sausage factory and go and get your sausages for next Thursday, the 15th of October.
Oh,
we have a date.
The idea is the way you celebrate it, you're in the comfort of your own home, mm-hmm. you're eating your own favourite brand of sausage.
Exactly.
And all you got to do is just put, what, a photograph or a video online or something, is it? Or?
All you got to do is send us a picture to 087-188-0008. You can send us a video, messages of you, and tell us how you're celebrating PJ and Jim's sausage
party. I love this. I've literally just written it into
Thursday.
My calendar. I've just written sausage party into my calendar. I'm taking this very seriously.
I hope you don't lose that phone, buddy.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's a show us your sausage, and you put it up on our Facebook channel, our Instagram, and the WhatsApp as well.
Brilliant. That is fantastic.
Tremendous.
We should get that as a hashtag when we do
100%.
This. 100%. Hashtag show us your sausage.
Show us your sausage. Yeah, this has got to be the job.
So this is it. You see, out of all of that disharmony, out of all of that aggression, out of all of that warring, we're coming together, people, right? You can stay in your own home. You can have your own particular favourite brand of sausage. You don't have to have anybody else's sausage rammed down your neck. Not at all. You can have your own sausage, chewing your own sausage. And everybody can celebrate apart and yet together on a festival of sausage.
Is it truly going to be in the spirit of togetherness? Like, I have to ask you, Mr. Mike, will such things as cocktail sausages, turkey sausages and sausage sandwiches, will they all be allowed to be entered?
Absolutely. If it has the name sausage on it, you're welcome to the sausage party.
Yeah. And now the other thing is, so you can have it in. You can have it in a, you know, as part of a roll, like a bread roll, if you want to have your sausage that way. Are you allowed to have any other ingredient? Could you have it as part of a breakfast roll? Is that allowed?
100%. As long as a sausage is included, you can have a full Irish.
If you can get a sausage into it, it's applicable.
This debauchery. I'm going to wrap one around a whisper. It's gonna be brilliant.
Okay,
this is gonna be decadent, glorious, and perverse.
There it is, people of Ireland. You've heard it from Magic Mike. October the 15th. Is that what you said, Michael?
Yeah, well, I strategically picked that date as well because, of course, the next day is PJ's Jaffa Cake Challenge. He tries to do the world record of 18
Great.
Jaffa Cakes. Yeah,
oh,
so we figured give you something nice. Yeah.
So the idea is to basically make him as sick as possible prior to his... I love it, Michael. I absolutely love it.
Jesus, I'm going to imagine the calorie count in these 2 days. It's going to be oh my...
There it is.
Goodness.
So you've got between now and next Thursday to make sure you get into stock, into your household, whatever it is your particular favourite brand of sausage is. Go get it, have it there, and next Thursday morning we want you to cook it, enjoy it, and then show us your sausage with that hashtag on WhatsApp, on our social media channels, all that sort of stuff, and we will together celebrate PJ and Jim's sausage party.
Oh, I tell you something. I might even go and get a big German Frankenwiener as a scarf for the occasion.
Right, so, Michael, you'll be getting the Denny's in, will you? That'll be your plan.
I'll be getting the Denny's in, absolutely. Or I might find some other kind of Galway delicacy. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, and by the way, just to let you know that Magic Mike, PJ and myself are totally, absolutely and completely open to bribery.
That
anything sent in will become our favourite.
Telling you. Oh, this is going to be amazing, lads.
Have we no shame?
Definitely not.
Show me love. Robin S here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 20 past 8. Happy Friday. Friday 9th of October. Brilliant to have you with us. Thanks so much for waking up happy with us, letting us hang out with you on your Friday. A few interesting WhatsApps coming in, PJ. I'm kind of confused. Some people...
Oh?
Yeah, some people are worried.
Really? Why are they worried about? Why would you
somebody saying they're worried about the kind of people who might show up at a sausage party. I don't know what they're talking about there.
Butchers, meat eaters, and I can't imagine.
Absolutely. Some people worried about our hashtag, show us your sausage.
Protesters, maybe. You might get some vegan protesters.
It's always going to be them, isn't it?
You might get some vegan protesters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old.
If you want to have a vegan sausage.
It's no place for a vegan, let's be honest. Come on, Jim.
I mean, look, are all inclusive here.
We are all inclusive.
All are welcome.
We're all inclusive.
And if you want to have a meatless sausage.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you're still welcome at Sausage Fest.
Well, let's be honest.
Our sausage party.
You're not going to want to sit around the two of us nibbling every variation of, sausage filled with every, like, I mean, literally, someone could turn up and give you a mouse sausage and you'll probably have a go at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't imagine a vegan would be as welcome as you, we would try to make you. I don't think you'd enjoy it very much.
Well, somebody is claiming that Denny do fab veggie sausages.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know, each to their own.
I like
them. Just trying to look.
I,
if we're
going
to let
sausage.
A square sausage in,
I love a veggie sausage
from Scotland. Then the least we can do is let a vegetarian take part.
I'd rather have any vegan and vegetarian sausages than that square thing your man was talking about.
I didn't even know they made sausages out of vegetarians.
I don't. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, all are welcome to Sausage Fest, to our sausage party, PJ and Jim's sausage party next Thursday. And it's going to be amazing. Just you choose. This is there's no downside to this. You're in your own home, all your own home comforts, your own choice of your own favourite sausage in your own home, and you can still be part of a nationwide festival.
And vegetarians, vegans are welcome in the sausages, as long as they were fed grain for a long period of time.
Elton John, Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, Friday 9th of October. 087-188-0008. Final call on the breakfast table quiz. Everybody wins. Just get on and play. €125 gift voucher from Top Oil could be yours. €500 if you can get the top score. And while you're doing that, right... I know that obviously people can get frustrated and stuff trying to get on for the various competitions we have, Hitbit and Breakfast Table Quiz or whatever, but do try and remain calm. Try not to get overly angry.
It's very hard sometimes to bite your tongue and move on, you know what I mean? Especially nobody wants to get the reputation as being a specifically sort of a grumpy, cranky, oddball.
Just plain angry, man.
Some people are just angry. Some people are very angry. You know, no matter what you do, you're stirring the pot, you know. Sometimes you're sticking the poker in the fire with a lot of people. And that's always the way it is. And this fella called Gino Palmieri, now he was taken in by his bosses. He's a stockbroker over in London, so he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken in by his bosses. 21 years he's in the stockbroker business. In fairness, not exactly a business known to people who are very relaxed anyway, you know.
Just going to say,
you don't find many people.
The financial market's hardly a kind of a, you know, it's not exactly a library, really, is it?
You don't walk around there looking for a part-time yoga teacher, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, his bosses took him in and they says, listen, you know, things being the way they are, this is the way it's going to have to be. We're giving everyone a pay cut. Well, Gino Palmieri went off on one. He hit them with what was described as, well, what they say is, he lost all semblance of self-control and professionalism and launched into vitriolic abuse and disparagement. He fired shots at his boss, completely out, like verbal shots, obviously, for his...
because if he'd have fired the other shots, we probably might not have been having this conversation.
Yeah, just be more like a murder than sort of anything else. So they said, look, they had no choice after this complete and utter, you know... This tirade of madness. But to let him go, it was seen as a breach of his contract. So he's dismissed. Now,
so his anger got him thrown out.
His anger, yeah. He says he called him... F and this and F and other.
Oh my God.
Incompetent and all kinds. They went into off on a complete one. And now he's sort of in the next.
So you're not allowed to do that, are you not?
This does seem.
Wow. No, just a mental note, really, for the next time that we get called into Andy Bad News.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say those F and words.
Apparently
and
you're not, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. He said it was perfectly unacceptable.
But see, I'm all right. I have you to apologise when it all goes wrong. You know, at least at that part of it.
Yeah.
But he lost all semblance of self-control, they say. And now, I suppose, he's been described as a very successful but volatile man, is how he's been described, right?
Right.
And in a sort of a bid to prove he's absolutely not volatile, he's now suing them all for £10 million.
Wow.
£10 million is what they're suing.
I told you I wasn't angry.
Yeah, so he says he's very upset after being told he had to accept a vastly inferior financial contract, adding up to a 17% year-on-year pay cut. He told lawyers in the High Court, I love this quote, his trenchant language was, as a result of provocation, not excusable. Trenchant language, I've never even heard those two words put together. And it was a fundamental breach of contract, so he's off on it. £10 million,
brilliant.
I have to say. I mean, if you want to try and prove yourself as not being a volatile person, getting sacked after a tirade of abuse and then storming in saying, I demand £10 million is probably not exactly the way to do it.
It doesn't set you up as sounding like some sort of a reasonable individual necessarily.
It doesn't really, but there may be a job for him. Because there's another story here I found, that there's this other firm, and they're in England as well, and they're looking to hire people to act as workplace bullies, and I have a funny feeling he might fit right in. And they're like, and it's a genuine job opening that anyone can apply for.
A job opening to be a bully.
To be a workplace bully. So this firm, they're looking to get someone to come in and they basically behave as a workplace bully so they can train people in the workplace how to react if this is happening. This guy would be great at it.
Oh my God.
The thing is, if anybody reacted to him, he might end up suing them for £10 million. And it's only like 4 hours a week and you get 500 quid for it at the end of the month.
You go in and
easy gig.
Behave as an obnoxious individual to your work colleagues for 4 hours a week.
Yes.
And get your 500 quid.
And the more obnoxious, the better. You may be asked to pose as an abusive worker. You may be asked to pose as a terrible manager or even as a very hard to deal with customer. And if you do that, you know, you're an undercover bullying person in the workplace. They give you a few quid for it. This lad would fit right in.
That's amazing.
Imagine having to be deeply unpleasant and getting paid for it. I couldn't do that, Jim. You could probably do that. Big stadium, you know what I mean? You'd love doing that, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would.
I was just thinking, though, the interview for that would be incredible, wouldn't it? Interviewing somebody to be a workplace bully.
I know, yeah. You know,
what do you feel you bring to the position? What do I feel? Who cares?
Yeah.
What's the business? Is it of yours? What?
Who are you to even ask me these questions? Stay here. Get a haircut.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Trying to get the biggest score on the next longest award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now, as we've been saying all week, if you're not lucky enough to win with us, there's still plenty of opportunities to win with Top Oil. The all-important website is topoilwin.ie. Very easy to remember. Topoilwin.ie, because they've got €25 gift vouchers, literally hundreds of them every week to be handed out there. 180, to be specific, every single week handed out there right up until the end of December. Also, if you upload your receipt... if it's €15 or more and you upload your receipt to that website, you're in to win a €1,000 voucher for free fuel as well. And of course, it runs right up until the end of December. For us, we've got our final €125 Top Oil gift voucher to hand out today. That's literally just for getting on to play. And then, of course, we'll find out who got the top score and gets that fantastic upgrade to €500.
I tell you, we're like Bobby and J.R. Ewing giving away that many oil-based products this week. It's just like, I mean...
The oil... I love it.
We are, yeah. We're the oil barons.
We're modern day Dallas. Brilliant.
I'm telling you, that's it. We just need people hanging around here with shoulder pads and 10-gallon hats to fit the picture.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Magic Mike is in the West.
Other
than that, he'd be here.
He's like our
with his shoulder
Barnes,
pads.
So he is over there creating mayhem. So 13 is the score. That would be the score you would need if you're going to get the €500 voucher. But like Jim has been explaining, everyone's a winner this week. So Denise Carter is going to play today. Hiya, Denise.
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Denise. How are you, more importantly? Are you well?
Yeah, really excited to get on, thanks.
Oh, good stuff. And where are you in Ireland today?
In County Meath, Kilmessan.
Right, so you're not a million miles away from us. Right, you sound like you're kind of relaxed and ready to go.
Yep.
Okay, good stuff. Well, the great news is, to start you off on the right track, of course, you are a winner already. That €125 Top Oil gift voucher is yours anyway, just for getting on. So
thank
60
you.
Seconds to try and go for the big one. 13 correct answers. You ready to give it a bash?
Yep.
Here we go.
What soul singer's hits included Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing?
Hot.
Marvin Gaye. Michael Jordan is famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
Beyonce was the founding member of what girl group?
Hot.
Destiny's Child, what is the name of Homer's wife in The Simpsons?
Marge.
Yeah, in Orwell's 1984, who is watching you?
Big Brother.
What G is the pulling force of the Earth?
Gravity.
Luke Skywalker's a character based in what film series?
Star Wars.
What is the most populated country in the world?
China.
What is the name of the current Dublin senior football manager?
Pass.
Desi Farrell, in the Disney film, which poison fruit did the Wicked Queen give to Snow White?
Apple.
What is the term used to describe an animal that is active only at night?
Nocturnal.
What US author wrote the novel of Mice and Men?
Pass.
It's John Steinbeck. In the US, which animal appears on the flag of California?
Kangaroo.
It's a bear in the children's story. Who is the enemy of the three little pigs?
Wolf.
Yes, it is the big bad wolf.
Yes, it is the wolf. I tell you, it was going well. To be honest with you, if anything has cost you, it may be those pauses, having a think.
I know it's said that, but
it's a hard thing to do. Yeah. It's a hard thing to stop yourself doing, rather, of course. You try, and because you know it's in there. Yeah. But anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you are very good.
10. You see, you weren't far away at all, Denise. But listen, the good news is... Exactly, the €125 gift voucher is still yours anyway. So happy Friday to you, Denise.
Thank you so much.
Not at all, our pleasure. Cheers, take care.
Bye.
Thanks. See you, Denise, take care.
Bye-bye now. Right, so who does that make our overall winner then?
That makes our overall winner to Owen Murta from Tuesday. So he got the 12, no one beat him.
Where's Tuesday?
What?
Where's Tuesday?
Oh, jeepers, where's Tuesday? For a second there, I actually thought I said something mental. I was like, oh my God. I thought it was a town in Longford or something. Mind you, the perfect name for a town in Longford is Tuesday.
To be fair. Owen Murta, enjoy that €500 gift voucher from Top Oil. And for everyone else, if you haven't been a winner with us this week, make sure you check out topoilwin.ie.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.